Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today's program will address the role of active surveillance in men with intermediate risk prostate cancer. Two recent reports address this question. One out of Boston looked at men who underwent brachytherapy in Chicago over a long period of time with a median follow-up of nearly 7 years. The analysis found that overall survival and prostate cancer survival rates were similar between men with low-risk disease and low-risk intermediate disease. That's defined as having only one of the three parameters possible, meaning PSA between 10 and 20, or Gleason 3 plus 4, or T1C with T2 disease. The other requirement for the Boston series was that men had to have less than 50% of the cores involved with cancer. That study found no significant difference in those two outcomes, but the results are relatively short, meaning a median follow-up of less than 7 years. The second report comes out of Canada, where we have a large active surveillance series, and they're about to report at a meeting that men who had intermediate risk prostate cancer had about a 3.5-fold increased risk of dying from prostate cancer compared to men with low risk disease. Now, in their cohort, they had a different set of criteria for defining intermediate disease. Men could have more than one of those parameters possible, or they could have been up to 70 years of age, with a PSA of up to 15 nanograms per ml. The analysis was not done to define men with low intermediate risk disease. And so in their series, they're finding that the risk is indeed higher for prostate cancer mortality. Now, neither of the studies are randomized. So how do we interpret the results and what kind of message can we take home? It must be true that some men with intermediate risk disease will do well with active surveillance. The reason for stating that is twofold. Number one, if we look back at the PIVOT trial that included intermediate risk disease and men getting surgery or conservative therapy, there wasn't a statistically significant difference in survival, at least at 12 years. Number two, we realize that many of the men who have a Gleason 3 plus 3 on their biopsy turn out to have 3 plus 4 disease when the radical prostatectomy is performed. So there is a level of undergrading, and yet those men with Gleason 3 plus 3 disease are seemingly having a low risk of dying of the disease at least from 10 to 12 years. Is that long enough follow-up? No, but it does raise the question that active surveillance could be offered to a select group of men who have intermediate risk disease. Whether we define it as having only one of the three normal parameters or define it on the basis of how much cancer is detected on the biopsy remains unclear. But it certainly seems that further information is needed to define the group of men who can do well with active surveillance. Now, there is a trial that's coming due in England, the PROTECT trial, that will have randomized men to the various therapies, and everyone will be looking to the outcomes of that study to help further define who might be a reasonable candidate for active surveillance. But on the basis of these two reports, it does beg the question whether there are a select group of men with intermediate 3 plus 4 Gleason score disease who could be treated conservatively, at least at the outset. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.